Chapter 9. On the Roof. It was a beautiful spring evening. Raoul and Christine walked around the roof. The view of Paris was wonderful. They did not see the shadow behind them. "Tomorrow, I'm going to leave you, Raoul," Christine said. "I am frightened. I don't want to return to him. Down there. I can't do it. He is horrible. I only have one more day. Then he will come and get me with his voice. He will take me underground and he will tell me that he loves me. And he will cry. Those tears will fall again from those two black holes." "We can leave, Christine. We can go immediately," said Raoul. "No," she said sadly. "I cannot. He wants to hear me sing tomorrow evening. After that, we can go. You must come to my room at midnight." At that moment, Christine and Raoul both heard something behind them. They looked around, but they were alone on the roof. Then Raoul said, "Tell me how you first met him." "At first I heard his beautiful voice," Christine began. "I thought that it was somebody singing in another room. I went out and looked everywhere, but I didn't find anyone. I asked the voice if it was the Angel of Music, and it said yes. After that, the voice and I became very good friends. It gave me lessons every day. It was a wonderful teacher. My singing improved tremendously. One day I saw you at the opera house. I was happy to see you. I told the voice our story. Then the voice was silent. I called to it, but it did not answer. The voice was jealous. And then I knew that I loved you." Christine stopped and put her head on Raoul's shoulder. They sat for a moment in silence. They did not see the movement of a shadow on the roof. "The next day," Christine continued, "the voice waited for me in my room. It told me very sadly, 'I must return to heaven because you love someone on earth.' I did not want the voice to leave me. I told it that you were like a brother to me. Finally, the voice wanted me to sing at the opera house. I sang very well, but afterwards I was very tired. I went to my room and closed my eyes. When I opened them, you were there. But the voice was also there, Raoul. I was frightened for you, and that is why I said I didn't know you. Then I told the voice about my plans to visit my father's grave. The voice said, 'I will be there too.'" "But," cried Raoul, "why didn't you try to escape from it?"
"Impossible," replied Christine. "Do you remember the terrible evening when Carlotta couldn't sing and the chandelier fell down? I knew the voice was at the opera house that night. I ran to my dressing room. The voice wasn't there. Then I heard beautiful singing and I started to follow it. Then something extraordinary happened. I was outside the room. I did not know how. It was dark and I was frightened. Suddenly I felt a cold, bony hand on mine, and then I saw a man with a mask, the opera ghost. He took me to the lake under the opera house. There was a little boat there. I fainted. And when I opened my eyes again, I was in a room full of flowers. The man in the mask was there. 'Don't be afraid, Christine,' he said. 'You are not in danger.' It was the voice. The Angel of Music and the opera ghost were the same person. I was very surprised and angry. I tried to pull off his mask. The man said, "You must not see my face. Do not touch the mask." I started to cry. The voice was the voice of a man. "Christine," he said, "I am not the angel of music and I am not the opera ghost. My name is Eric." That night, Eric sang me to sleep. When I woke up, I was alone in a little bedroom. There was a note in red ink on the table. It said, "Christine, I love you. You are alone in my home. I am going to buy everything you need." I thought I was the prisoner of a madman. I couldn't escape. Later, Eric returned. He showed me his bedroom. It was like a dead person's room. The walls were black. In the middle of the room there was an open coffin. "That is where I sleep," said Eric. There was an organ in the room. On a desk there was a music book, covered with red notes. "I live for music," Eric said. "I began that work 20 years ago. When I finish, I will take it with me to that coffin, and I will never wake up again." I wanted to see the face behind the mask. Very quickly, I pulled the mask from Eric's face. Oh, horror! 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 Christine stopped for a moment. Raoul held her hand and she continued. "I will always remember that terrible face. It had 4 black holes instead of eyes, a nose and a mouth." Eric came towards me. "You wanted to see," he cried. "Look, now you know my face. This is the face of the beautiful voice." Then Eric started to cry. "I am crying for you, Christine," he said. "You saw my face. You know how ugly I am. Now I cannot let you go because you will never return. Oh, Christine, why did you want to see me?" He went to his room, crying terribly, and closed the door. Then I heard the organ. I loved the music. I opened the door of his room. I lied to him. "Eric," I cried, "show me your face again. I am not frightened." Then Eric turned around and fell at my feet. "I love you," he said. He did not see that my eyes were closed. This continued for 2 weeks. My lies were terrible. Then finally, after 2 weeks as a prisoner, I said to him, "Please let me go. I promise I will return." Eric said yes. He was crying. Poor Eric. Poor Eric. Raoul stood up. "Do you love Eric or do you love me?" he asked. Christine put her arms around Raoul's neck. "I love you, Raoul. Kiss me," she said. He kissed her lips. Suddenly a storm started. Above them they saw an enormous bird with eyes of fire.